Hey, thanks for listening to this Joy podcast. If you like what we do and you listen to our podcast on a regular basis, it's time to put your money where your ears are. It's Radiothon. Go to joy.org.au, become a member or donate and keep us out loud and proud so we can make more of the stuff you like.
Broadway icon John Cameron Mitchell channels the essence of his glam rock icon, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, for one night only at Arts Centre Melbourne this July. So put on some makeup, turn up the A-track and pull the wig down from the shelf. John Cameron Mitchell, July 10 at Arts Centre Melbourne. Book now. Joy sponsor.
Listening to Chicks Talking Footy live from Etihad Stadium, where the Saints and Swans are going head-to-head for the annual AFL Pride Match. You're on Joy 94.9, sponsored by the AFL.
The Pride Game broadcast down here at Etihad is going off, and what we've decided to do now is bring a bit more Chicks Talking Footy in. So we have got Cassie Papadopoulos, a Hawks VFLW player, to join us. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited.
It's a great pleasure. I just saw you and Bree doing a bit of fist pumping, a bit of crazy stuff.
Just teaching her the explosions and stuff like that.
Now, I did a lot of research on Cassie today, and Cassie is a gun.
Is she a fist pumper?
Felt like a connection immediately. So, Cassie, just firstly, tough loss on the weekend to the Pies.
Yeah.
But the VFL Hawks, they've had a great start to the season. And you're inside the top four. The girls must be happy with where you sit at the moment.
100%. We've worked really hard over the preseason. We've really built this family culture again, even with the new and our old girls that have come through. So we're just going to take that loss and move forward with it and just keep going with the momentum that we had.
So how do you feel, on a personal note, how have you rated your own season so far this year?
Personally, I am very happy with where I am. My fitness has improved a heap, and our skills as a whole, we've all done really well as well, including myself. But I'm just really happy to be at Hawthorn again and to take on Hawthorn as the title.
Now, I asked you before, who do you barrack for?
Yeah.
So, of course, Hawthorn.
Yeah, Hawthorn.
Particularly because your coach is sitting nearby.
Yeah. Hey, Patty.
And I'm also here.
And Rachel.
Yeah.
But you started as Collingwood.
Yeah. I come from a Greek family and everyone's Collingwood in my family. And I called my dog Maggie. But ever since being at Hawthorn, I have accidentally made the switch just because of the culture there. And the men and the coaches and the staff are so inviting. It's hard not to go for Hawthorn when you're so involved with them.
So you've seen the light.
Yeah.
Effectively.
Yeah.
Good to hear.
Now, Cassie, you've had an interesting journey to football.
Yes.
Like, through my research. Just tell us a little bit about how you started playing football and your connection to the game.
So I started when I was in Auskick, but I was forced out of it. My parents didn't let me play. I had to go play netball or soccer. So I ended up being a soccer player for 8 years. And I used to be in the back or as a goalkeeper and the forward, and I used to play both roles during the game, and I used to switch halftime. Just because I wanted to be able to get the ball in my hands but also score goals. So when I turned 18, I kind of was like, oh, I can sign my own papers to join football now. Don't need parental permission. Joined the local football club and I haven't looked back. So, yeah.
And yeah, it's a great story.
Thank you.
I know.
I'm so glad. So obviously tonight we're here to celebrate inclusion and equality. So from your perspective, how do you think AFL Pride Games are making a difference to creating a more accepting society? And, for example, also encouraging women to play football and to get out there.
It's so important. It's so important because that means kids who are in the closet or kids who even are out, that they have role models in AFL, or even just that there is an acceptance there that they can go to, even if they're not feeling accepted themselves. You could be in a really, small town or in a very homophobic environment at home, but if you have football to go to because there is pride and acceptance being shown there, it's really important for those reasons.
Exactly. And Cassie and I, when I was fangirling before we started this interview, it was very embarrassing. I also tried to get my job as a ruck. We were talking about how important it is for children, particularly young girls, to see images of them playing football.
Yeah.
Not just boys. So there's someone with a ponytail who looks like them, who's out there using their body as a status of power and being able to achieve on the football field.
Yeah, exactly right.
And it's visual things that are so powerful for young ones like that, because they see a female footballer, and to them it's always happened. Mm. They never question it from now on.
Exactly.
There's no kids, little ones that are going to be going, oh, I'm not
And then what happens, Moddy, is their mums and their dads take their little girls out to the local ground. They start kicking footballs around. You and I were having a conversation about this off air, Rachel. I noticed so many more parents, mums out there kicking the football locally with their daughters now. It's just fantastic.
It is. It's wonderful.
Do you think with the AFLW starting, can you see skills? You know, you've got people like Perko in your team and Meg Hutchin. Can you see the skill levels of the whole team lifting as a result of all that?
100%, because we go to those girls before training and we say, these are the things I need to work on. Can you please help me? And they have all this knowledge and they're sitting behind you being like, do this, do that. And you just keep practicing that. And we've just all improved from that, and their leadership through that has really shined through. And they're great people to have in the club. They are some fantastic characters. So
I was going to say, is Perko as much of a character as one we think and two we hope that she is?
Yeah, everyone adores her there.
Great.
Yeah, she's a lovely girl, always there, making you feel included and also making you feel like she's got your back, telling you what you should be doing or how you can improve. So it's great having her around.
So there's strong support from the leadership team within the VFLW?
100%, yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. As women in football, we're all leaders itself. And just being in women's football, you are a leader. You are paving the way. So these girls who are in leadership positions are doing their job fantastically.
So how much longer is the season for you?
Well, we only just started. We're round four, so quite a while to go. But we've had a massive pre-season to, you know, put that fuel in the tank and... We're ready. We're ready to keep going, keep that momentum forward, yeah.
Right, because, you know, I look at it and there's opportunities everywhere. So there's VFW, then there's still the other leagues, Darabin, everything you could go and play it. So it's awesome. But Hawks are lucky to have you.
We're very lucky. Thank you so much.
And we're lucky to have you too.
We've been very lucky to have you join us on the broadcast tonight.
Thank you, Cass.
So Anytime.
Cassie Papadopoulos, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.
And good luck for the season.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
To Chicks Talking Footy live from Etihad Stadium, where the Saints and Swans are going head-to-head for the annual AFL Pride Match. You're on Joy 94.9, sponsored by the AFL.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.